Snowflakes, Iced Cakes, and Second Chances. Written by Sue Watson and read by Joan Walker.
Chapter 1. Jimmy Choo's and Turkey Tiramisu. I felt like I was walking in an enchanted forest, tripping through a Scandinavian landscape of silver birch trees, ice-blue skies and snowdrifts. I gazed through the silvery twigs at the lonely princess dancing on ice, platinum hair flowing behind her as she turned slowly on the glittering frozen pond. And peering further into the cavernous space, I gasped at the beautiful sight before me, the most divine pair of Jimmy Choos I'd ever clapped eyes on. They were hanging from a branch to her left, long spiky heels, lashings of cranberry red glitter, and a dangerously pointed toe that could take a man's eye out with one kick. "Want," I said, under my breath, almost licking the store window and spotting my reflection. In truth, I felt just like the lonely princess in the Christmas window display. I could so relate as she went agonizingly slowly round and round on the bloody circle of ice with no real purpose or destination. At least she had the prospect of a pair of Jimmy Choos, which was a damn sight more than I had just now. Yep, this was me, a lonely princess on life's squeaky treadmill. My marriage was over, I lived alone. Christmas was weeks away and I was dreading it. I had nothing to look forward to, no one to go home for, no gifts to buy, no Christmas dinner to share, just me in my lonely princess tower, or to be more precise, my little flat in Clapham. There was no prince to sweep me off my feet, and no scrummy Jimmy Choos to pluck down like a ripe berry from a nearby tree either. I was really feeling sorry for myself as shoppers rushed past me on that uphill climb towards Christmas. Everyone else was bustling around, whizzing past with presents to buy, places to go and people to see, and as everyone lived their lives and hurried by, it seemed that mine had ended before it even started. I was standing outside Harrods, lusting after expensive shoes for a reason. Yes, I like shoes. I'm female. It's in my DNA. But I was gazing at the Christmas windows because I was trying to pluck up the courage to enter those hallowed portals of festive excess and fabulousness. I was about to begin a 2-week freelance stint as Christmas marketing consultant here, which I was delighted to do because it would be a lovely Christmassy job. But like most lovely things in life, it came with a price. I moved away from the windows and headed for the entrance. Holding my breath, I pushed through the doors and entered the glitzy Christmas interior. My mouth was dry and my heart was performing a vigorous little dance, because here in London, in Harrods department store, at Christmas, was the place where it all began. Almost 20 years before, as a young marketing assistant, I'd met the rudest, most self-obsessed, arrogant man I'd ever known. And reader, I married him. Gianni Calidori was an Italian chef whose unusual dishes had caught the eye of a Harrods boss who decided to package and sell them for Christmas. And if on our first meeting anyone had told me I would fall in love with this awful man, I wouldn't have believed them. I was in charge of making sure the right products appeared in the right spaces in the right windows and was happily doing this when I first encountered him. "Take your filthy hands off my Christmas puddings," was the first thing he ever said to me, and he'd yelled this in a thick Italian accent. Not the most memorable or romantic opening line, but as I was to find out, this was classic Gianni. As assistant to the brand manager, one of my tasks was to help find a prominent place for Gianni Calidori's Christmas collection, a new and exciting range of fabulous festive dishes for the discerning foodie. I was shocked to be spoken to in this way, and I didn't care that he'd just been featured in a double spread in Vogue and was December's culinary hunk in Festive Food magazine. All I saw was rude and difficult, and I tried to ignore this grown man having a toddler tantrum, swearing at everyone and anyone about everything.